פרק 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 ה' משנה זין אומר ששכחו פועל ולא שכחו בעל בית. Sheaves of grain that were left in the field and were forgotten by the pole and the workers on the field. But the Baal Bayis, the owner of the field, didn't forget about it. He was standing in the field and he had these sheaves in mind. In such a case, it would not be considered shikha. Even though normally sheaves that are forgotten in the field cannot be taken back by the Baal Bayis, it has to be left for the aniyim. But in this case, even though the pole forgot about these sheaves, but since the Baal Bayis was standing in the field and had them in mind, it would not be considered shikha. The Baal Bayis would be allowed to take these sheaves. But if at the time the Poland forgot about these sheaves, the Baal Bayis was not in the field, he was in town, he wasn't around at the time the Poland forgot the sheaves, in such a case, it would be considered shikha and would have to be left for the aniyim.
Shakha Baal Bayis, below shakhu Poland.
If the owner of the field forgot certain sheaves in the field, but the workers were in the field and they didn't forget about it, they had it in mind, in such a case also, it's not shikha, you would not have to leave the sheaves to the aniyim. In this case, the reason being is that even though the Baal Bayis forgot about it, but since the Palim had it in mind, it's not considered shikha at all.
Amdu aniyim b'fanav, o shechipu b'kash, harezeh eino shikha.
If aniyim stood in front of the sheaves, blocking the view of the Baal Bayis, causing him to forget about these sheaves since he could not see them, in such a case, it's not shikha since the aniyim were the ones that caused that the Baal Bayis forgot them, and so too. If the aniyim covered up the sheaves with straw, and that way the Baal Bayis will not see them or will forget about them, in such a case also it's not shikha. And shikha is only if the Baal Bayis forgot about it by himself. But in this case, he was caused to forget about it, the aniyim caused him to forget about it, so therefore it's not considered shikha, and the Baal Bayis, when he discovered them, is allowed to take them into the house. He does not have to leave them for the aniyim. Sometimes a person, after he bundles up his grain into sheaf, he piles up the grain in his field. When the pile becomes large, he's going to transfer the entire pile to the threshing floor, and that's where he'll thresh the grain. And the pile that he makes in the field is made in different ways. Sometimes it's made similar to a kovah, a hat, but he makes the pile above the ground just like a hat on top of the head. Sometimes he makes the pile similar to kuzmos. These are caps that lay low on the head, and so too. Sometimes he makes the pile in a hole in the ground. Or sometimes he makes the pile similar to a harara. A harara is a cake, and a cake is often baked in a round shape, and so too. Sometimes a person piles up the tefillah in a round shape. In all these cases, after the pile becomes large, it's going to transfer the pile to the threshing floor. And sometimes he makes a few small piles in his field. And after those small piles become fairly large, he'll bring all the piles to the threshing floor. In all these cases, if in the process of making these piles, he leaves some of the sheaves in the field, he forgot some of the sheaves in the process of bringing the sheaves to the pile, it would not be shikha. He would not have to leave those sheaves to the aniyim. The reason being, we'll see later in the Mishnah, is because only when he is bringing the grain to the place where he's going to thresh them, which is called the Gemar Malacha, the completion of the job, and he leaves some sheaves in the field, then that would be shikha, and he would have to leave the sheaves to the aniyim. But in this case, where he's bringing the sheaves to a place where he's going to pile them only temporarily, he's not going to thresh them in the place that he is piling them, he's just going to bring the entire pile to the threshing floor, and that's where he's going to thresh them. So this pile that he is making is not the Gemar Malacha, not the completion of the job, and therefore, if he forgets some sheaves in the process of making this pile, it would not be shikha. He does not have to leave them for the aniyim. Emmanuel Agarin, yesh lo shikha. But if after he completes one of these piles, and he's bringing the pile to the threshing floor, he forgets some of the sheaves, in such a case, it would be shikha, and he would have to leave them to the aniyim. As now he is doing the Gemar Malacha, he is bringing the grain to the plate where the completion of the job is going to be done, is bringing them to the threshing floor where the grain is going to be threshed. So therefore, if he leaves some of the sheaves, it would be shikha. And he would have to leave those sheaves for the aniyim. Hama'ame l'gadish, yesh lo shikha. Mimenu l'gadren, ein lo shikha. Somebody who's piling up the grain in the field into a big stack of grain, and is going to thresh the grain right there in the field. If in the process of making this big pile, he forgets some of the sheaves in the field, that would be shikha, and he would have to lead those sheep to that Aniyim. And since he is bringing the grain to the place where he's going to thresh them, it's considered the Gemar Melacha. And therefore, the sheep that he leads are considered Shukkah. Mimenu ulagaren ein lo Shukkah. But if after he makes this big pile in the field where he plans on threshing them, he has a change of heart and he decides to transfer the entire pile to the threshing floor, and that's where he's going to thresh them. And in the process of transferring this pile to the threshing floor, he forgets some of the sheep. That would not be Shukkah. And since when he first stacked the grain in the field, he planned on threshing it there, and that was considered the Gemar Melacha, even though now he had changed his mind and decided to transfer the pile to the threshing floor. That which is transferring the pile is not considered the Gemar Melacha, and therefore, the sheep that he forgot are not considered Shikha. He does not have to leave them for the Ani. The Aklap, this is the general rule with regard to Shikha. Klam Amel Lamakam Shu Gemar Melacha Yeshlo Shikha. Anytime somebody is piling up his grain in the field, and he plans on threshing the grain right there in the field, so that's the Gemar Melacha, that's the completion of the job. Therefore, if he leaves some sheaves in the field, he forgets about them. It would be considered Shikha, he would have to leave them for the Aniyim. Mimenu Lagarin Ein Lo Shikha. If he has a change of heart and decides not to thresh his floor right there in the field, instead, he transfers the pot to the threshing floor, and that's where he's going to thresh his floor. If he forgets some of the sheaves in the process of transferring the floor, it would not be Shikha. It would not have to be left for the Aniyim. As we just explained, that since originally he planned on threshing his floor right there in the field, even though he changed his mind, when he transfers the floor to the threshing floor, it's not considered the Gemar Melacha. Gemar Kosheinu Gemar Melacha Ein Lo Shikha. But somebody who's making piles of grain in the field at a place that it's not the Gemar Melacha. As we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, somebody is making piles of grain in the field, and he plans eventually on transferring the pile to the threshing floor, and that's where he's going to thresh it. If he forgets sheaves in the process of making these piles, it would not be Shikha. Since it's not the Gemar Melacha, Mimenu Ulagaren, Yeshlo Shikha, but if in the process of transferring the pile to the threshing floor, he forgets some of the sheaves, in such a case, those sheaves that he forget would be considered Shikha and would be left for the Aniyim, since now he is involved in the Gemar Melacha.